VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
The attack on the port city of Sevastopol appeared to be one of the biggest in recent weeks. Russia's defense ministry said Ukraine launched 10 cruise missiles at the shipyard and 3 sea drones at Russian ships in the Black Sea. The shipyard is of strategic importance to Russia because vessels in its Black Sea fleet are repaired there. Meanwhile, Moscow launched drones against southern Ukraine's Odessa region. The pre-dawn onslaught there damaged port and civilian infrastructure and wounded several people. I'm Karen Chanas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have wrapped their summit with Kim quoting full and unconditional support for Russia and Putin's policies. Libya reeling Wednesday from a massive flood disaster that killed 2,300 people when a surge of water devastated the eastern city of Derna.
Part of the roads accessing Derna have been destroyed, so the city is isolated.
Analyst Claudia Gustini, according to the Red Cross, 10,000 people are still missing. Relief missions gathered pace with Turkey, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates among the first nations to rush aid, and the UN pledging $10 million in support for survivors. Estimated that more than 30,000 people have been left homeless. Rescue teams stepped up massive effort to bring relief to devastated Moroccan mountain villages Wednesday. As the chances faded fast for finding survivors from the powerful earthquake, which killed 2,900 people in Morocco and left hundreds of thousands of people homeless. They are out of that 72-hour window where it is most likely to find survivors. This is VOA News. The Italian Red